make it want to seem like it is. first lesson, if you have a problem with someone in the church, go directly to them. Jesus' words, not mine. Don't go talk about them behind their back. Don't go to coffee on Monday morning and talk about them behind their back. Don't talk to some of the elders in the church behind their back. Go to them directly and speak gently. You see, nowhere in this passage does it say, go to somebody you have a problem with and yell at them. Nowhere in this passage does it say, go to somebody and threaten them. Nowhere does it say, go step on them, make them feel small, make them feel ugly, make them feel not good enough. It says, just go to the person and tell them. Now, if that doesn't work, take one or two others with you. But the idea is still the same. We don't go to beat up on a person, we go to talk with them. See, the whole point of this whole passage is to make sure that everybody gets to stay in the family of God. It's not about sorting out folks and getting rid of folks. It's truly not. We, in our humanness, sometimes think we're right about something and we get so stubborn. Now, I know, I don't have anybody stubborn in the room right now. I realize. But I know that somewhere out there in the world, there are stubborn people. And sometimes stubborn people, when they get something in their heads, they're not going to let it go until they shut you down. That's not what Jesus wants us to do. Jesus wants us to calmly, serenely, with Christ's Spirit in us, go to another person and say, here's the problem. Let's see if we can work out a solution. But with a positive attitude, not a negative. Now let's say all else fails and you have to go to the church and say, have you ever had this happen? I'm not sure many of the churches that we are a part of today would want to do that. You go to the church and you call out an individual at the church that you think is not behaving in the manner that you think they should. And that's after you've done all the other things. But did you notice there what Jesus says? If that person doesn't repent, he becomes a tax collector or a Gentile. That doesn't mean he's out of the church. Who did Jesus make as his own disciples? A tax collector and a Gentile and several others. It's not about throwing people out. It's not about ending relationships. It's always about knowing that Christ is there with us and we need to build up our relationships. We need them to be better, stronger, faster. Oh, wait, that's the bionic man. But perhaps we could be that way too. Last week I told a story about two little boys, and I got some folks afterwards and said, boy, that was really, really a good story. I really liked that story. Well, I got another one for you today. Wherever two or three are gathered together, God is there. Okay? There were three girls who were inseparable as they grew up. Those three girls did everything together. They were always at one house or another house or another house. And they'd play with each other's hair, and they'd do, as they got older, they'd do makeup, and then they told secrets all the time. And one day, one of the girls broke trust and told one of the secrets to someone outside of the three. And the second girl found out. She went to the first girl and she said, you shouldn't have done that, because that could hurt us. If we say something in confidence, if we say something in secret, you need to hold it, just like when we pray to Jesus, and Jesus holds those things in his heart. And the first girl said, well, we never did that. We never said we were going to do that. I can say anything I want. She got real defensive about it. So the second girl went and she got the third girl. And the two of them went together and said, no, this isn't a good thing. This is not a good thing that you should do this, because we need to be able to trust one another at all times. We need to have places where we can go and and tell people our deepest secrets and know they're held in trust. And the first little girl said, well, I don't care anything about that. I decided I want new friends anyway, so I'm just not going to be friends with you all anymore. Well, the two little girls were heartbroken. They didn't know exactly what to do. They didn't want to lose their friendship, but at the same time, as it turned out, the first little girl started going out and making new friends, and as she did, she was telling everybody secrets. And so girl two and three went to their moms and sat down and said, what do we do, Mom? Do we beat her up? Can we throw her down a well? Can we have her arrested? What can we do? And their mom said, go back to her and hold her hands and say, when two or three are gathered together, Christ is there. They thought that was kind of dumb. But they decided to do it. So they got a hold of girl number one, and the three of them got together, and they held her hands, and they said, where two or three are gathered together, Christ is here. We love you like we love Christ. And we want you to love us like you love Christ. Those three girls are now three old ladies. They spend time together. They go everywhere together. They tell each other secrets all the time. And they're the best of friends because they learn that where two or three are gathered together, Christ is in their midst. And when we are together, we behave, we act, we live as Christ wants us to. Christ shows us the way. Let us pray. Gracious God, you do show us the way each and every day. You show us how to walk. You show us how to talk. You show us how gentle we need to be with one another and how precious we should be to each other. Lord, help us experience those things again and help us have the bounds and the binds of cloth that wrap us around with your holiness be stronger and more healthy. Lord, we are your family and we are family together. And we don't want to disappoint the head of the family because you did everything for us. Show us the way, fill us with your Holy Spirit, and let us move forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation this morning is one of my very favorites, Spirit. And I just ask that you would make yourself vulnerable enough and open enough to receive the Holy Spirit as we sing. Stand and sing the song.